إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. ما بعد، قال شيخ الإسلام الإمام المجدد محمد بن عبد الوهاب رحمه الله في كتاب التوحيد: باب قول الله تعالى: ومن الناس من يتخذ من دون الله أندادا يحبونهم كحب الله. Chapter 31. الإمام شيخ الإسلام محمد بن عبد الوهاب رحمه الله, he wrote this chapter and he doesn't have a title for it, but rather he went and straight and bring an ayah, a portion of an ayah in Surah Al-Baqarah, ayah 165. And of mankind are some who take for worship others besides Allah as rivals to Allah. They love them as they love Allah. So therefore, from the ayat and from the text, from the proofs, it looks like this is about the love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This chapter is about the love of Allah and the connection that has with the Tawheed. Sheikh Fawzan Hafidhahu wa ta'ala, he mentioned the whole ayah, because Allah says, وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَتَّخِذُ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ أَنْدَادًا يُحِبُّونَهُمْ كَحُبِّ اللَّهِ والذين آمنوا أشد حبا لله ولو يرى الذين ظلموا إذ يرون العذاب أن القوة لله جميعا وأن الله شديد العذاب. And of mankind are some who take for worship others besides Allah as rivals. As rivals to Allah. They love them as they love Allah. But those who believe love Allah more than anything else. Than anything else. If only those who do wrong could see when they will see the torment, that all power belongs to Allah and that Allah is severe in punishment. مناسبة الآية للباب أو لمناسبة الباب لكتاب التوحيد. نود الشيخ صالح الفوزان حفظه الله إن الملخص في شرح كتاب التوحيد tells us the relevance of this chapter to كتاب التوحيد. Why شيخ الإسلام الإمام المجدد محمد بن عبد الوهاب introduced this chapter in his book كتاب التوحيد. قال: لما كانت محبته سبحانه هي أصل دين الإسلام فبكمالها يكمل دين الإسلام الإنسان وبنقصها ينقص توحيد الإنسان. نبه المصنف على ذلك بهذا الباب. Now loving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the foundation of the deen of Islam. It is one of the fundamental principles of Islam. Loving Allah. To love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The more this love is complete, the more the religion of a person is complete as well. Remember, we learned in the previous classes that the deen of a person, the people are not on the same level when it comes to the religion. الناس متفاوتون. Some people are deficient in iman, in aqidah, in actions, in obedience, in complying with the commands of Allah and the commands of His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this is one of the important things that make a person's religion to be complete, loving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why he says, the more you find a person, love for Allah complete. So even the people, they are not in the same level when it comes to this. Not all the people love Allah on the same level. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us and aid us to love Him in a way that pleases Him. Likewise, وَبِنَقْسِهَا يَنْقُسُ تَوْحِيدُ الْإِنسَانِ. And if a person is deficient in this one, in the love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that reflects in the same way on the tawheed of a person. That's an indication that the person's tawheed is deficient. And as the ulama, they mention how you know if a person really, how you check your love for Allah in another terms. Bita'atillah. If you find a person is obedient to Allah, he obeys Allah in everything. He does person love because of a love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And by obeying the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِ. As Allah says in Surah Al-Imran and this ayah, the ulama, they call it the ayah, ayatul ikhtibar. This is the ayah of a test, as a test, because people claim that they love Allah, but they disobey the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And disobeying the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is disobedience to who? To Allah. Disobedience to Allah. So how can a people claim they love Allah and disobey Him? Say in kuntum, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ. Say, if you truly love Allah, then follow me. And ما هي الثمرة؟ Allah will love you, subhanAllah. You love Allah, but if you're truthful, not just by claim. If a person is truthful, and how a person is truthful? By complying, by being obedient. As the poet says, إِنَّ الْمُحِبَّ لِلْمُحِبِّ مُطِيعُ. When someone claims they love someone, they go along with them on the same page. They don't contradict them all the time. قَالْ فَلِذَلِكَ نَبَّهَ الْمُصَنِّفَ عَلَى ذَلِكَ بِهَذَا الْبَابِ. For this reason, look, there is a great connection for this connection, for this reason, because the love of Allah has a strong connection with Tawheed. If a person's Tawheed is complete and sound, a person loves Allah more than anything else. Sometimes you find that people making decisions, choosing dunya over what Allah says, because they have the love for the dunya. The love for certain things, lusts and desires. Those who love Allah, he says, look, I'm going to take from the dunya that which is permissible. If anything contradicts, alhamdulillah. If anything contradicts with the love for Allah, the love of Allah comes first. That can't go. Then a person knows that he has a fight. Got a struggle. His desires calling him to something. The nafs, the environment, the shaitan. But a person says, no, the love of Allah comes first. Okay? This is if a person is strong in tawheed. But if a person is weak in tawheed and aqeedah, dunya come, people calling him, let's go here, he's gone. Forget about asr prayer. He was coming for the masjid, then somebody come, oh, this is a game. A game? I know that. I thought that was tomorrow. No, it's today, akhi. Oh, let's go. No musalat now. So that person have more love for the game than for Allah subhanahu. Because if that person really love Allah, he's like, he will give him advice. He says, akhi, what you talking about? Game? It's time for salat. We don't watch a game. And even those who watch the game, you just watch it because it's a game. It's not because you love to watch that game. For those who are still struggling with that, We don't play a game, we don't watch any game, we don't go anywhere if it's time for Salat. No, this is a very important matter for us. Salat comes first. معنى الآية إجمالا يذكر تعالى حال المشركين في الدنيا وما لهم في الآخرة من العذاب. He says in this ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned to us the state of the polytheists in this life, in the dunya, in the life of this world. وَمَا لَهُمْ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنْ الْعَذَابِ. And because of that which they are upon here in this life, Allah mentioned also their torment that He has prepared for them in the hereafter. What causes them to be in this state? جَعَلُوا لِلَّهِ أَمْثَالٌ وَنُظَرَاءَ مِنْ خَلْقِهِ يُسَاوُونَهُمْ بِاللَّهِ فِي الْمَحَبَّةِ وَالتَّعْظِيمِ. Since they make rivals and they took rivals to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the creation of Allah, from what Allah creates. And they love them in the same way and venerate them and respect them and exalt them in the same way they exalt Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because mahabba, this is ibadah, act of worship, and has to be for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Of course, the ulama, they mentioned it is the mahabba that is natural. A person loving his parents and his children and the like, that's natural. But then there is al-hubbu fi Allah. But then when you love someone for Allah, so we love those who love Allah and those whom Allah loves. This is very important. This is the wala. We don't love those who hate Allah. And the ulama, they mention when it comes to loving the people or hating them, is in different categories. There is those who you don't love at all. You have nothing but hate for them, and you don't love them. Why? Because they don't love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They disobedient to Allah by the shirk and kufr. The mushrikun and the kuffar and the munafiqun, they are not to be loved. Okay, and then there is those that you got nothing but love for them. These are the muttaqun, al-muwahidun, the righteous people, those who are pan-Islamic monotheism. You don't hate a believer. Okay, the righteous people, you love them. And then you have those who are between. You love them sometimes and you hate them for other things. You love them for the iman they are upon and Islam, but you hate their actions. Some of them, they do some despicable actions. You hate those actions they are upon, but you still love them because they are Muslims. And these ones, they are in different levels according to the ulama. They says according to the sins they are upon and disobedience and the ma'asi. ويذكر سبحانه أن المؤمنين يخلصون المحبة لله كما يخلصون له سائر أنواع العبادة. Also in this ayah, in Surah Al-Baqarah, ayah 165, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned that the believers, and this is praising them by the way, هذه تزكية لهم, this is a praising the believers who they have ikhlas in this act of worship, which is mahabba, loving Allah. The believers, they have ikhlas in this one. The same way, we are commanded to be sincere while performing all the rest of actions of worship. So we love Allah all time. We don't just love Allah when some people, they ask Allah for dunya, He give it to them, or they love Allah. Allahu Akbar. They love Allah, talk about Him, Alhamdulillah, Allah is great, this. But if they are tested, or they ask Allah for dunya, and Allah didn't give it to them, لِمَصْلَحَ, because for benefit for them, they like, nah. Some even people stop coming to the masjid, stop praying. Why, ya akhi? I nothing come in my way. أعوذ بالله. أنت تأخذ بالأسباب ولا تتوكل على الأسباب. تتوكل على الله سبحانه وتعالى. You follow the means that are legislated. Do what you gotta do, what you're commanded, because Allah commands us with the means. فابتغوا عند الله الرزق. Allah said, seek the provision from Allah. Allah didn't say, just stay in a masjid and then the rizq will come to you. Umar radiallahu anhu, he saw, as Shaykh Ibn Uthaymeen mentioned, or Shaykh Fawzan himself mentioned in one of other lectures about tawakkul, that Umar radiallahu anhu, he saw certain people just spending time in a masjid, all time in a masjid, they won't go anywhere. Because usually people come to the masjid, alhamdulillah, and they go to work. They go take care of their business, they go to work, take care of their family, go seek the provisions. Now these people, they just stay in the masjid. قَالْ مَنْ أَنْتُمْ. Then once he said to them, who are you? Always in here, you don't go nowhere. People go to work, go to business, come back in the masjid, come to the classes, once the class, you're always here. مَنْ أَنْتُمْ. Who are you? قَالُوا نَحْنُ الْمُتَوَكِّلُونَ. They says, we are those who rely on Allah. We stay here, and if the rizq will come to us. Don't have to go anywhere. Provisions will come to us because we are mutawakkilun. Qala la, antum al-muta'akilun. He said to them, no, you are not mutawakkilun. You are nothing but a burden on others. Because usually what those people do, oh, can I have this? I'm a family man, we don't have no food. We face an eviction. We have no light. Go get a job. Get a job and work. In Surah and also in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, فَإِذَا قُضِيَتِ الصَّلَاةُ يعني صلاة الجمعة. ماذا قال الله سبحانه وتعالى؟ فانتشروا في الأرض وابتغوا من فضل الله. Surah in for Jumu'ah prayer, Allah says, once the salat is over, what Allah tells us? Everybody get a corner in the masjid and sit there. فانتشروا, disperse in the land. To do what? Seeking the bounty of Allah, seeking the provision. So you gotta seek the provision. Along with having tawakkul on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, ما يستفاد من الآية أن من اتخذ ندا تساوى محبته بمحبة الله فهو مشرك الشرك الأكبر. أن من اتخذ ندا, whoever took a rival, and therefore he loves that person or that thing in the same way he loves Allah, this is a mushrik, a major shirk. SubhanAllah, this person loves Allah, but he loves others the same way. So he made that thing or that person equal to Allah. Ayna. Gotta be careful, Yaquan, all of us. Some people, they love certain things. And even those things take them away from being obedient to Allah. Hey, subhanAllah. That's why jahl is a fatal disease. Al-jahlu da'un qatil. A lot of things, man, we cause harm to ourselves. We just don't know. We place ourselves in a very, very bad position because of ignorance of the deen, ignorance of tawheed. Number two, أن من المشركين من يحب الله حبا شديدا. شفت؟ ولا ينفعه ذلك إلا بإخلاص المحبة لله. Second benefit explains the first one. The Shaykh says that among the polytheists, those who love Allah very, very much, But still will be of no benefit for them. Except with one condition. They have to be sincere in that love. Not love Allah and then loving others. You know, and devoting actions of worship for those people, for those things. And then also the Shaykh, he mentioned the other ayat, a portion of it, but Shaykh Salih al-Fawzan brings us the whole ayah in Surah At-Tawbah, the ayah 24 in Surah At-Tawbah. قَالَ اللَّهُ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى قُلْ إِنْ كَانَ آبَاؤُكُمْ وَأَبْنَاؤُكُمْ وَإِخْوَانُكُمْ وَأَزْوَاجُكُمْ وَعَشِيرَتُكُمْ وَأَمْوَالٌ اقْتَرَفْتُمُوهَا وتجارة تخشون كسادها ومساكن ترضونها أحب إليكم من الله ورسوله وجهاد في سبيله فتربصوا حتى يأتي الله بأمره والله لا يهدي القوم الفاسقين. This verse 24 in the chapter 9, Surah At-Tawbah, say, if your fathers, your sons, your brothers, your wives, your kindred, the wealth that you have gained, the commerce and the trade and the like, in which you fear a decline, and the dwellings in which you delight are dearer to you than Allah and His Messenger, and striving hard and fighting in His cause, then wait until Allah brings about His decision, meaning the torment. And Allah guides not the people who are al-fasiqoon, the rebellious, the disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. معنى الآية إجمالا قال الشيخ حفظه الله أمر الله سبحانه وتعالى نبيه أن يتوعد من أحب هذه الأصناف فآثرها أو بعضها على حب الله ورسوله وفعل ما أوجب الله عليه من الأعمال التي يحبها ويرضاها كالهجرة والجهاد ونحو ذلك. Here is in this ayah is a command from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, an order from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to His Messenger, to His Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to warn, and this is a severe warning because it contains a threat from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that involved the wrath of Allah for certain people. Who are these people? Anyone who loves these types of things that I mentioned in this ayah, loving the fathers, the sons, brothers, the wives, the kindred, the wealth, the trade and business and commerce. If a person give precedence to these things, all of them or some of them, over the love of Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And how a person know? It's easy. Some people disobey Allah because of these things. A person, for instance, is busy with his dunya but not learning the deen. When he comes to the dunya, he's willing, that person is ready to take any path, any time, with anybody. That person is ready. If somebody says there is a market in Alabama, we can make some money, that person said, let's go. Says, but we have to get up at 2 o'clock in the morning. Akhi, we don't sleep tonight, inshallah. Let's go. Let's do it. They come, they spend a whole 3-4 days over there, come back, just about to lay down, Sahih, let's go, Kentucky, Let's go. Let's do it. They're gone. The dunya. But come to the masjid, spend like 10 minutes before Salat Jumu'ah. It's difficult. Be looking at the clock. Yeah, it's still time for the Adhan. Why are we going to go there early? Well, why you go to the market early? Why don't you be late? Yeah, they know why. If they go late to the market, they losing. But in the masjid, you don't lose. Of course. So, this is a severe threat for those who give precedence to this dunya, material thing. It's from the dunya. Over loving Allah and His Messenger, and over being obedient to Allah and His Messenger, by acting upon that which Allah has made obligatory from right actions that Allah loves and is pleased with. Such as hijrah from the land of kufr, and such as jihad, striving in the way of Allah. And of course, we open a window here. The hijrah, you should know that this is a very important matter. Very important matter. The Prophet ﷺ, he says, "Ana bari, I'm free from anyone who resides amongst the kuffar, the disbelievers." But our noble mashayikh, they bring details to, this doesn't mean pack your stuff and go now, tomorrow. They have to make preparations, especially in our times, because you're not just going to go to a country and say, look, I'm from America, I'm coming. No, it needs a lot of preparations. You have to see, what is the arrangement, what is the requirements to reside in those countries, and follow the means, which we mentioned earlier. You follow the means, and you trust Allah, you rely on Allah, and the results is with Allah. You're going to go, but you have to be determined. And also there is details to that. Can you stay here or not? What are the things that allow you to stay? I refer you to all of us to read on this matter. It's very important. And one of the books that right now I will refer you to is Thalathat Usul, Book of Aqeedah, with the explanation of Shaykh Ibn Uthaymeen. You're going to find in a chapter over there when the Shaykh explains about the Hijrah, and then towards the end of the book, and you will find the Shaykh, he gave a beautiful explanation to the Hijrah and the ruling of it, and also he mentioned who's supposed to stay here. You know, this is very serious. Who's supposed to reside in the land of Kufr? And who should not? And we should be serious about that. And the Shaykh al-Albani, rahimahullah ta'ala, he says, those who make decisions and those who do not, always go back to one thing, to Tawheed. And the Aqeedah and loving Allah. Those who love Allah, after reading this matter, if they find themselves, they are not from those that have they're not eligible to stay, they begin to make preparations to leave. And those who are weak in Tawheed and Aqeedah, they're like, man, look, man, it's the same. No, it's not the same. It's the same. After hearing the hadith and the ayah, it's not the same. And it is worse for those who love to be here. Some people, they said this is the best place, man. The best place? Yeah, subhanAllah. Oh, mashallah, everybody Muslim, Tawheed, Allahu Akbar, Sunnah everywhere. Yes, halal. You can't even get halal meat. You have to look for a store in some places. And shirk everywhere. Sins and disobedience everywhere. On the highways, on the buses, everywhere. So anyway, as the Shaykh mentioned, the Hijrah, just when I'm be serious, read about it, and see where you fit. And at least you know what you're supposed to do. As Sheikh Muqbil rahimahullah, he says, "Naam, some people wants to make this move and come to us." When he was alive, rahimahullah, he said, "But we advise them to do their homework. You know, to take the necessary means, follow the steps, what is required for them to go to Muslim land. And try to follow these means, inshallah, ask the ulama, ask questions, this and that, inshallah." فَبَدَأَ اللَّهُ بِالْآبَاءِ وَالْأَبْنَاءِ وَالْإِخْوَانِ وَكَذَا الْأَصْدِقَاءِ وَنَحْوِهِمْ. He said in this ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he began by mentioning the fathers, parents, children, brothers, includes in this also friends, and the like. فمن ادعى محبة الله وهو يقدم محبة هذه الأشياء على محبته فهو كاذب ولينتظر العقوبة. The Shaykh said, whoever claimed that they love Allah, okay, but the love for these people take precedence over the love for Allah, that person is a liar and a lying in his claim, he says. Is a lying in his claim. And he should await the punishment and the torment of Allah. Allah tells us in Surah Al-Munafiqun, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا تُلْهِكُمْ أَمْوَالُكُمْ وَلَا أَوْلَادُكُمْ عَنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وَمَنْ يَفْعَلْ ذَلِكَ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْخَاسِرُونَ. O you who believe, let not your wealth nor your children take you away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from being obedient to Allah, from complying with His orders and His commands. And whoever does such, whoever does do so, such are the losers, waliyadu billah. Naam, you love your parents, you love your children. Of course, it's normal, a person love his belongings, his car, his... But that's not, you don't love it more than Allah. Naam, you love your car, you want to take care of it, you want to wash it, but you don't spend a whole day washing a car. No salat, no masjid, no remembrance of Allah. People do that. Spend a whole day with a car. This is day off. So this is my car. Okay, your car, so you're a Muslim now. The kuffar, they got no religion. They think they do, but they have no religion. They have nothing, no faith, no correct aqidah. They do whatever they want to do. But we Muslim, we're just going to compete with the neighbor? Whenever the neighbor open his trunk and start, I don't know, doing what? Ah, let's do it too. No, you do what you want to do. The neighbor's like, you don't take care of your car? You don't clean it? So I got a better cleaning I'm doing right now. Cleaning my heart, man. Talking about a car. That car take me to work, take me here. I said, I'm doing better. I have don't have time for the car. I have time to clean my heart. Purify my heart and my soul. But this doesn't mean that a Muslim neglects his car. No, he clean it, but with moderation. It takes 15 minutes to clean your car. Not 15 hours, still not done. مناسبة الآية للباب. The reason the Shaykh he selected this verse in this chapter, أن فيها وجوب تقديم محبة الله ومحبة ما يحبه الله من الأشخاص والأعمال على محبة ما سوى ذلك. He contained this ayah, contained the obligation of giving precedence, or that loving Allah take precedence over anything else. Likewise, loving what Allah loves, from individuals or from actions. You should love Allah more than anything else. Nothing should come before this. And therefore you understand, when Allah commands us to do something, but then we want, our soul wants us to do something else. Shaitan invites us to something else that is bad for us, and you find us going the other way, subhanAllah. So that's what tawheed, you're like, subhanAllah, I got to be true in this one, I have to love Allah. So I can escape this ayat, escape the torment of Allah. So this class will help us. Next time, help us to make the right decision. Next time your nafs tell you to do something that is bad, and then you're like, wait a minute, this contradicts with tawheed. Why? Because now I'm giving precedence to this matter over obedience to Allah. That's a problem. That's a red flag right there. You should see it. Couple of them. More than just six flags. More than that. You should see it right there and like, look, I got a problem now. I know I got a problem. I shouldn't be doing this. I shouldn't be in this place. I shouldn't be dealing with this transaction. I shouldn't be talking this way. I shouldn't be away at this time from the masjid or from the salat. Should be neglecting my family and being here. Some people, they go and spend time with this. Some people, they say they're friends. And they neglect their families. His wife and children waiting. And where he at? He's hanging with his friends. Doing what? Preparing for a test of Tawheed? No. Watching games. Watching TV. Drinking coffee and tea. It's worse if they're drinking something else. Haram. And they neglect many rights. They neglect themselves. They neglect their families. It's a serious matter. It is an obligation to put the love of Allah over any love. And also he says to love those whom Allah loves from people. Allah loves the righteous. Allah loves the muhsinun, the muttaqun. We love them too. We don't hate the muttaqun. Those who love Allah and they show righteousness, signs of righteousness, and obedience, you love these people. Because Allah loved them. Allah loved the muhsineen. Allah loved the muttaqeen. You love them. You don't hate them. So some people, they hate the believers. They got a problem in tawheed. Just he's not with him. He's not from his color. He's not, don't agree with him on one matter. That's it. He hates him now. And backbite him and talk bad about him. SubhanAllah, this is a big problem. Supposed to love those whom Allah loves. Likewise, the actions that Allah loves, we love them. We don't hate the salat. I don't hate fasting. Ah, Ramadan is coming again. Astaghfirullah. No, you love to fast. You love the salat. Salat should not be a burden. Ah, let's go, man. We're going to go pray again. Look, people come into the masjid with this attitude. Ah, we're going to go pray again. Akhi, let me finish this prayer, okay? But they're going to go to watch a game. Ah, oh, man, let's go to the game, akhi. Inshallah, the game is on. That's going to be good. Okay. This is the attitude? No. It's supposed to be the other way around. You hate those actions. Somebody call you to game, watch this game or... I don't know what you say. Akhi, stop for Allah. I don't watch games. We're in moderation. Those who are still afflicted with that, in moderation. But it's time for salat, you pray. Doesn't take you from obligations. Of course, the people, they are on different levels. The Falcons are playing. Oh, let's go. They're talking about it for weeks. Falcons, right? They call them Falcons in here? The football team, right? Atlanta. For weeks they planning. The Yankees are playing the Falcons, man. Let's go. 2 weeks. Huh?
That doesn't sound
right. Don't sound right? Why it doesn't sound right? The Yankees from New York, right?
But then,
huh?
There's a baseball team. That's a baseball team. The Falcons are football.
They must be fighting or something.
Exactly. That's my point. That's my point. That's different thing from us. The Yankees is baseball?
Giants.
Whatever. Giants. Oh, same thing. It's a ball game, man. Now you find Muslims, Salafis. Salafis. I'm not talking about just any Muslims. Salafis. Planning. Let's go. Then some of them, okay, I don't have the money. The ticket to get in, how much? 200? La ilaha illallah. Astaghfirullah al-Azim. I was going to say 20. I was going to say $20, 30. 200? And that's the cheapest. You don't see anything. Put you way behind the game, behind the stadium. 200? And they're like, Akhi, we got you. Brothers, come on, give 20. Give 10. Come on, let's go. Yes, alhamdulillah. Planning for weeks. And they're like, oh, we got the car. You got the car? I got it. How many people you got? I got 7. Alhamdulillah, let's go. And they go there and they enjoying it. And who knows? Maybe they beeping the horns like the kuffar. That's my team. That's your team. Those are my people. LeBron James is his people. It's not your people, man. Sahaba is your people. Companions, you love the companions. You love those that Allah loved. So where are these people of trying to get each other's come to the masjid, akhi, he didn't see you. Where is that? He didn't see you in the class. Tafsir, akhi, subhanAllah, tafsir, the book of Allah, he didn't come. Let's go. Yeah. And it's free, you don't have to pay nothing. You come to the masjid. You don't have to drive downtown, get a ticket. No. Worry about parking. SubhanAllah. It's very important. And we should advise one another. He said, Akhi, what you guys doing is not right. How are you going to do all of this for a ball game? And this, by the way, doesn't matter. A Muslim's playing or a kuffar playing. A ball game is a ball game. Not somebody says, what if two teams, Muslim team playing? Muslim. Sheikh Fawzani says, they ask him about this guy, he's a ball player. The Sheikh is like, what do you mean? That's his job? He says, yes. He says, SubhanAllah, his job. Who's a Muslim was created to just play? That's his job, just to play. He said, yeah, his job. The Sheikh, he was, couldn't comprehend. He's like, SubhanAllah. He said, person, that's his job, just to play? Was he created to play? See, but now it's like people, they, you find some Muslim families, they hope and ask Allah, maybe in sujood, that one of their kids, if not all of them, be ball players. Why? Dunya. Because they look at those ball players making a contract. He just signed a contract, 3 years, 7 million and a half. The other guy, 5 years, 45 millions. But they don't look at the, If they bring that kid to the masjid and memorize juz or two, better than the money and earth and all what's in it. Bring my kid, man. I'm not taking him to football practice with a kuffar. The trainer, what the person who trained him, what's he called? The coach is a kafir. He may be from the other people. You know what I'm talking about? And A'udhu billah. Go. They dropped him. Hi, Mr. Jones. Here's my son. Drop him in there, and the kid spent 3-4 hours with kufr and shirk and who knows sins. But they don't want to drop him in the masjid with the imam who's upon tawheed, the aqeedah, salafiyah. Teach them the Quran, Arabic, sunnah, akhlaq. ما يستفاد من الآية أن وجوب محبة الله تعالى ومحبة ما يحبه. Number the first benefit, it is obligatory to love Allah and to love what Allah loves. You love what Allah loves. Never hate what Allah loves. You love what Allah loves. Number two, وجوب حب النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم is an obligation to love the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. ثالثا الوعيد على من كانت هذه الثمانية أو غيرها أحب إليه من دينه. It's a severe warning for anyone who loved any of these eight categories mentioned in this ayah or other than them more than he loved his religion. Subhanallah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to have mercy on us and to clean our hearts from loving this dunya in a way that it takes us away from our deen and our religion. Ask Allah to fill our hearts with love for him and for our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and for all the people that Allah loves. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make all these beautiful actions of worship beloved to us. Because once you love something, you go and do it. Become no problem for you. If you love to do something, people find time, find energy, they enjoy it. He want to be the first one in there, the last one, right or wrong. Don't want to leave. Some people, they love something, they don't want to leave. They're sleeping, but they still, they love it. But if they don't have no interest in something, they don't pay no mind. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to clean our hearts from having love for the dunya and material things. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from those who love him with sincerity. And they are true in that love. And love what Allah loves. هذا وصلى الله وسلم على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا.